There's a lot of hubbub around the First Amendment in the news. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mark Sada, assistant professor of philosophy at Wayne State University, examines this in the context of anti-drag laws.
Throughout 2023, many Republican-controlled state legislatures have introduced bills aimed at suppressing drag shows. These bills have been criticized for violating the First Amendment's protection of free speech. Given Supreme Court free speech precedent, there is strong reason to think that most drag shows constitute speech protected by the First Amendment. This is because freedom of speech covers what is called expressive conduct. Expressive conduct consists of non-speech aimed at conveying a message. It can include actions like waving a flag, marching in a parade, or dancing. Drag shows typically consist of many forms of expressive conduct, such as dancing, acting, lip-syncing, and wearing elaborate outfits. Recent events in Tennessee provide a good example of how a law aimed at limiting drag performances can violate the First Amendment. Tennessee was the first state this year to pass an anti-drag law. That law would have made it a crime to perform adult cabaret on public property or anywhere it could be viewed by a person who is not an adult. The law defined adult cabaret to include performances by, quote, male or female impersonators, end quote, that the state deemed harmful to minors. On June 2nd, a federal judge ruled that this law violated the First Amendment. A key First Amendment principle is that the government cannot engage in viewpoint discrimination, which occurs when the government seeks to suppress speech advocating a particular perspective. The judge ruled that Tennessee's law engaged in unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination against certain views about gender identity. This decision will likely be influential as debates continue about the legal status of drag.
That was Mark Sada of Wayne State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.